I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 20th, 2026. Lexington officials are making headway on affordable housing across the city. Shepard Snyder has more.
The city expects to surpass 4,000 affordable housing units built this year. That's since Lexington created its Affordable Housing Fund in 2014. Mayor Linda Gorton has proposed around $5 million towards affordable housing in the next fiscal year's city budget. The city fund has invested more than $50 million since 2014. 271 units of affordable housing are currently being built across the city, mostly for seniors. City Councilmember Whitney Elliott Baxter says that housing is necessary for a population that lives on a fixed income.
If we can help relieve stress and free up additional resources for health care, nutrition, and in-home care, all while preventing homelessness, we are making a difference.
That comes as Lexington is figuring out how to address a housing shortage. A study from EHI Consultants says Lexington is around 22,000 units short. The city budget also includes a liaison position that would help streamline the construction process for interested developers. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
After years of efforts in the Kentucky General Assembly, Barron County is next in line for a regional driver's licensing center. The transportation budget, approved in the recently concluded legislative session, also contains funding for offices in Bullitt and Oldham counties. State Representative Steve Riley of Glasgow says not having a regional office has been a burden for many of his constituents.
We've really desperately needed this here in Barron County due to the population size that we have and the fact that our residents here have either had to travel to Bowling Green or we've had to travel to Columbia.
There's no location or timeline yet for opening the Barron County office, although the old health department is considered a potential site. The $7 billion transportation budget also includes funding for a study on wait times at driver's licensing offices, and it allows public libraries to conduct vision screenings. The new vision requirement is one of several factors that have led to a lack of available appointments and long wait times for walk-ins. Recently released census data finds most Appalachian counties had population declines. As Curtis Tate reports, there are exceptions in Kentucky and Tennessee.
15 out of 60 central Appalachian counties gained population from 2020 to 2025, according to census estimates last month. That bucks the trend of region-wide population loss. Together, the 15 counties in Kentucky and Tennessee added more than 12,000 residents during those 5 years. Two of those counties, Pulaski in Kentucky and Hawkins in Tennessee, gained more than 2,000 residents. Campbell, Claiborne, and Morgan in Tennessee gained more than 1,000 residents. Pulaski and Hawkins counties are the most populated, each with 60,000 or more residents. Laurel County, Kentucky also saw growth, but is not designated as part of the region. A conference in Berea next week will examine ways to keep people from leaving the region. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Mainstrass Village in Covington will be taken over by a first-of-its-kind tabletop gaming convention this weekend called Connington. Tabletop gaming are games played on a table and bring together fans of all ages. Founder Sean Smith says this is an unconventional convention, as participants get to assume alternate identities to journey through 6 participating Covington businesses.
It's called Quest Through the Cove, and it's actually a live, immersive RPG scavenger hunt slash choose your own adventure where you'll actually get to choose a character.
There will also be an outdoor market and a free kid-friendly adventure. This, Smith says, will give people a variety of ways to support the local community. Louisville animator Roy Taylor is creating his first feature-length film. It will be made entirely from stop-motion and paper cuttings. This technique is called cutout animation, and it's one of the earliest animation styles. Taylor's film, Crow Maiden, is about a crow and a 13-year-old who are investigating the strange circumstances surrounding the girl's mother's death. Broadway actor Julia Strada is a voice actor and a producer of the film.
Louisville as a whole has done a really good job of supporting the artists that live here. And so I'm excited and also hopeful that they'll sort of wrap their arms around this project as well.
She said she and Taylor are looking for help from Louisville creators to finish the film. Learn more at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.